every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Oh, the business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Brought to you by Cornwall Innovation, accelerating the growth of business in Cornwall. Now, this week, we'll find out more about how it's going to get easier to charge electric vehicles in Cornwall. But first, we'll look back on the top news from the past 7 days. Cornwall Council's Cabinet has voted to support the plans to dual the A30 at Temple. The project is worth £60 million. Now, it would mean that one of the last bottlenecks on the main route to West Cornwall is lifted. To make the project go ahead, it now needs approval from both the full council and the government. Grant funding from the Convergence Programme has been awarded to an employment space and infrastructure project on the Three Milestone Industrial Estate in Truro. Walker Three Milestone Limited has been awarded some £3 million from the European Regional Development Fund for the Walker Business Park project. Now, it involves the development of high-quality, low-carbon employment space. The development will be constructed to achieve BREEAM Excellent status and represents the first speculative development of hybrid industrial units in Truro for nearly 20 years. Some 132 jobs are forecast to be created following completion of the development. In addition, the Convergence grant funding will also facilitate the provision of a new junction layout at the entrance to the Three Milestone Industrial Estate, and it'll greatly improve how traffic can get in and out of that estate. Now, I've been speaking to Russell Dodge of Business Location Services about the announcement.
Three Milestone has, or in Truro area generally, has not had a great deal of investment over the last 20 years in industrial space. It's had lots of investment in office development, and there's probably an overprovision of office space in Truro. The first phase of our development is quite a significant area of industrial warehouse business space, and we're aiming at the sort of higher office content industrial market as opposed to the office market. So it's the first major investment in that type of space in Truro for more than 20 years.
And a very important improvement of the junction, which has, you know, caused a few issues for some businesses using that area.
Well, I think the Three Milestone as an industrial estate or a business park has been almost a victim of its own success. It's been so successful, so many people employed there. There is now a problem with the entrance junction, which part of our scheme actually provides an all-movement traffic signal junction that will greatly improve accessibility for both visitors and obviously employees on Three Milestone at all times of the day, particularly peak times.
And when are we expecting all this project to be finished and the first businesses moving in?
The first phase, the first block of business units will commence in by the end of September. We anticipate work on the road junction to be before Christmas, and the whole scheme will be finished within 2 years.
Budding entrepreneurs in Cornwall will be given the chance to see if they have what it takes to succeed thanks to an exciting new collaboration for this year's Ignite Awards. An agreement between Oxford Innovation, which runs Ignite, and the owner of the renowned General Enterprising Tendency Test, which is also called GET2, will allow entrepreneurs entering this year's Ignite Cornwall Business Plan competition to access a unique new online tool which assesses their aptitude for entrepreneurial activity. Cornwall's business community is the first region in the UK to benefit from the test, and it considers motivation, creative tendency, calculated risk-taking, and to what extent individuals feel that they control their own destiny.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Well, this week there's been a big change in the way the government's helping the rollout of electric vehicles across the UK. And this is going to have a big impact on the rollout of electric vehicles here in Cornwall. I've got Matt Travaskis from EcoDrive with me. Just explain what's just happened.
We've been waiting to hear for several months from government on a new funding round from an existing pot of money that they've had for a couple of years to help address the chicken and egg situation of there are electric vehicles out there for individuals and businesses to buy and run, but where do you charge them? And part of it is that apart from charging at home or at base, is where do you charge when you're out and about? And what we've just learned yesterday is that we've now got the funding in place to install a network of rapid charging points across Cornwall and also into South Devon, as far as the M5, which will let people charge cars and vans within about 30 minutes. Which will really open up the opportunity for businesses and individuals to choose an electric vehicle over a conventional vehicle. We've already got a pretty healthy market for electric vehicles in the southwest. With our help, one of the local dealers, Hawkins Motors, have become the most successful retail electric vehicle dealer in the country, selling nearly 100 vehicles, which means that there's 100 people out there driving a car which they charge up at night at home. They may charge at work or somewhere else during the daytime, but it will let them use those vehicles a lot more effectively to do more miles and more journeys. But also there's a lot of people waiting in the wings that will be interested in the vehicles now.
I mean, how long does it take to charge up at one of these charging stations?
The existing charging stations, a lot of people have seen that we've got a few charging stations around Cornwall in a couple of supermarket car parks, etc. Those charging stations are slow, quite frankly, and so that's why they've had limited appeal to this point. The new charging stations, you're going to typically stop at them for something between 10 and 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes at the extreme if you're very, very empty, very, very low on charge when you get to them. Contrast that against the 6 to 8 hours that a vehicle typically takes from a slower charging station. Overnight, that's fine. Overnight, there's plenty of time for a vehicle to charge. We need the vehicles to charge mostly overnight anyway. But knowing that you've got a charging point there that you can drop into, and for really not much more time than you'd stop to put fuel in your tank, you can get a serious amount of extra mileage back in your car or van.
Because charging is the big worry that people might stop some people buying electric cars.
It is. When we get the idea that every vehicle on the road, you have to be able to fill its tank or fill its battery, and you have to be able to drive to Edinburgh and back without stopping. It's these kind of myths that every vehicle on the roads has to be able to do that. If we look at what vehicles actually do, the simplest case is a commuter. We've got lots of people who share our building whose their commute is well within the capability of an electric vehicle. We've got a lot of households in Cornwall who are multiple car households. They've got 2, 3, even more vehicles in a household, and in those situations at least one of those vehicles could normally be changed for an electric vehicle and only ever charge at home. But knowing that there are these places out there, it's that safety blanket, it's that reassurance that to know, just like with a fuelled vehicle, that when you're out in the back you can stop somewhere and in a relatively short period of time be on your way again.
So that's all for this week's 7 Days podcast. Nick Herrier is back from his summer break next week, so I'll be back presenting with him. Don't forget to tell all your colleagues and clients about the 7 Days podcast, available every 7 days on the Business Cornwall website.
7 Days.
Brought to you with Cornwall Innovation accelerating the growth of business in Cornwall.